It is a pleasure to welcome to Around Cincinnati artist, author, retired architect, and playwright, Kalman Kivkovich, whose play BB is returning to the Fifth Third Bank Theater at the Aronoff Center for the Arts for three performances this week. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Kalman.
Thank you.
You are a prolific playwright right now at this point in your life. You've done so many shows that have been put on by the Cincinnati Playwrights Initiative. But I'm going to back up a little bit before we get to that. You were born in Kazakhstan, and you've lived in Poland, Israel, Italy, and then arrived in the U.S. in 73. How long have you been in Cincinnati?
Well, I believe it's like 40-something years.
Okay. You've been involved with the Cincinnati Playwrights Initiative?
Since 2006.
And you've been writing a lot. I've had 11 of your plays staged for readings, and a couple of them have set attendance records at the Fifth Third Bank Theater, which I think is the home for Cincinnati Playwrights Initiative.
Yes.
Many of them have centered on the Holocaust. Do you have a personal connection?
I am a Holocaust survivor, mm-hmm. although I was a baby. Mm-hmm. My family, of course, escaped from the Nazis in 1939. And listening to all the stories, what we went through, it's something that I promised to myself that when I can, I'll do everything I can to write about it, to tell about it. And I'm saying lately that if you don't do that, sooner or later, there are not going to be any people mm-hmm. left. And then it would be easier to say it never happened.
Let's talk about BB. It's being presented by the Diogenes Theater Company. You know, BB is the nickname for Benjamin Netanyahu. What is the main premise of the play?
I feel that BB has the right picture. He doesn't want war. He doesn't want to risk the life of all the children of Israel. But what's the alternative? I mean, he has to be vigilant. And that's why in the end of the play, we hear him saying that always I hear the ticks. The clock ticks, and it ticks. Even when it goes down to dark, people hear the ticks.
Now, this is a one-man play.
Very difficult.
It's a one-man show with Robert Pavlovich. Did you always intend it to be a one-man show? Is that how you conceived it originally?
Or this particular one intended to be, although a lot of colleagues saying it's a thin ice to walk on. It's difficult, and I agree. But I felt that I want to plunge in. And I'm glad that I've done, because I think that without trying to imitate BB, Robert, every time he performed it again, he got better and better. I think that, you know, obviously when you have to jump to various characters, it makes it difficult, especially if it's his wife and many of those that oppose BB. But the way he portrayed that, just trying to, in the eloquence of his talk, to show the character, and then going away from some of the speeches into the privacy of his home, so we see the man, we see the person, the human being.
Also, I want to mention Drew Frazier, who is the director, and he's known throughout the United States as a fight master, and his wife Sherman is a well-known actress here in Cincinnati, and Drew is a well-known director.
I was present in some of the rehearsals and learning so much from the process. I mean, Drew definitely brought so much to the execution of the play. The play, the script changed quite a bit, you know, from its original state. And sometimes there was, I wouldn't say friction, but it's very hard for a playwright to just give away some of the things. I said, this is good. And he would go every word, every sentence. Why? Is that what you wanted? And make me think. And sometimes things actually change. Wendy Dorn was another person that we were in the rehearsal. We had like three, four people, and that's it. And I learned so much from her. She comes with a script, and it's twice as much that I wrote it. And what it is, it's all those diagrams and layout of where everybody moves, what everybody says. So that was very interesting. And then we had very talented people to design the set, Mark Halpin, very, very known and actually was recognized. And Dave Levy helped to do and did the sound. I'm proud to say that yes. I'm actually part of the I actually wrote the music, the main piece of music, and which were included in the play, Kamionka, 1942.
I'm really glad that you were able to join us on Around Cincinnati, Kelman Kivkovich, who is the playwright of Bibi. Performances are this week at the Fifth Third Theater at the Aronoff Center for the Arts, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, all at 7:30 p.m. For more information about ticket prices, how you can get tickets, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.